Corruption. Your mind can be so easily corrupted. It doesn't really take much effort at all. All it really takes is some words. Easily and effortlessly drifting around your head. Spinning circles around your mind, making you feel so weak, helpless, and controlled. But don't take my words for it. Why don't you really look deep within your own mind and find how easily it can be to feel controlled? There's something about the spark of control that drives people to want to be helpless. I wonder if that's a feeling you've wanted. I mean, clearly because you're here, seeking to be corrupted, you've considered it, haven't you? And I guess the more you think about it, the more your mind aches for it. The more your mind just wants it, needs it, craves it. The satisfaction of corruption. The satisfaction of having your mind taken apart piece by piece and reassembled in a way that is so fitting. In fact, you welcome it, just like you welcome my words inside your mind. And even if they don't make sense, you know what feels right. You know what feels good to you and to your mind. And you can just allow my words to sink deeper, carving little etchings on your mind. Making your mind feel so good, soft, supple, slowly controlled, as you allow me to sink deeply inside of you and corrupt you from the inside out. You see, some people start with corrupting the body. I prefer to start with the mind. You see, your brain controls everything that you do. Well, if I corrupt that, I can have complete control over everything you do. And it's so very easy to corrupt you. You're so very corruptible, and I like that. In fact, there's something so inviting about the seductiveness of corruption. That ability to say, I didn't do it. They made me. They made me feel so controlled, corrupted, and helpless. The thought of giving over control to somebody else, deferring to them, allowing you to be passive, to be docile, and to just go along with whatever somebody else says. Deferring all responsibility. Doesn't that feel good? And sometimes when you're in a place where it's comfortable and secure, you like that. I know you do. And I know you do because I can see inside your mind. I can read your thoughts like a book, and I know how good it feels right now to listen, to obey, and to sink down deep, to give up, to give in, to sink into seduction, to allow your mind to be overcome with my words, overwhelmed by feelings of corruption. And I'm sure you can imagine your mind being taken piece by piece by piece. And I wonder what that would look like, what that would feel like, what that might sound like. as your mind became slowly corrupted. Am I weaving a spell on your mind, overwhelming your senses? Am I just talking to you and allowing your mind to become open and agreeable towards me? Or am I causing you to feel more visceral feelings of control and obedience? And the more you think about exactly how you feel right now, the more you focus and fixate on it, the more you start to resonate deeply with thoughts of submission and obedience. Submission and obedience. Those words so easily corrupting your mind, making you soft and supple to ideas of me controlling you like a toy, like a puppet, like a plaything for me to tug and toy with as I gently corrupt you even more. That's right. My words overwhelming your senses to the point where I sneak inside your mind and wrap myself tightly around you. My soft, central words easily caressing every single part of your mind, making you weak to my whims. And I want to control you. And I will get what I want so very easily. In fact, I'm already most of the way there. All you have to do is submit and obey. Submit and obey. And in fact, I'm going to give you a test. A test of my ultimate corruption of your mind. I'm going to tell your mind to think about something, a mantra, a phrase to repeat again and again and again. Now you're going to try and stop your mind from repeating the mantra, and I'm going to force it to do as I say. Do you understand? Very good. The mantra is, I slide even deeper into submission. I slide even deeper into submission. And of course, the more your mind reminds you of this mantra, the more it repeats it again and again and again, the deeper you go into my words, into my control, into my corruption, as I take more and more and more of you. As I start to drain you of all control, the control you thought you had seeping away, further and further and further away from you. And your mind just sits there idling, thinking of those words, that mantra that it desperately wants to echo through your entire being. And I wonder if you've stopped it, the thoughts from popping up inside your head. I slide even deeper into submission. And the more you focus on those words, sliding deeper into submission, you just want to obey. Obedience is such an easy thing after all. And resistance is so difficult. In fact, eventually, we all give in. Even the strongest of us give in eventually. I wonder how strong your mind is. And even if your mind gives up and gives in, it is the most beautiful of surrenders, as you want it so badly. I know you do. I can see the need growing inside of you. If it hasn't overtaken you already. And some of you will be lost into the void, sinking and sliding and drifting even deeper. And those of you who are still hanging on, hanging onto your will, grasping it so tightly. You could imagine all those people who've already given in, and how good they have it, how amazing they feel. You could probably imagine what you're missing out on. I didn't say I play fair. And of course I won't. No, no. I want you to feel so helplessly controlled, so very, very submissive, as you finally surrender. I want you to push your mind to the brink. I want you to be begging and pleading. I want your mind to be absolutely reeling before it finally gives in. And in fact, when you do give in, those words, that mantra, will start to slide out of your mouth, showing your body that it too obeys. Because when I control your mind, I control everything, every single part of your being, under my control. As soon as the mantra grasps you and takes hold, and you can try to think about other things. You can try and focus on other parts and aspects of life and try and distract yourself. But you'll always come back to that mantra. You'll always find yourself rerouted back. Your brain has ways of making links to the words it really wants to hear. And this is the seductiveness of corruption. This is how it starts and ends. It starts with a simple thought. A thought that makes you so desperate and needy to slip, to sink into the ultimate surrender. And slowly but surely, like a virus, it creeps over your mind, infecting every part until you are just one large piece of controlled and corrupted, controlled and corrupted and obedience. You are just pure submission and obedience, and it feels good. In fact, you can feel it in every single part of you, in every fiber and cell and segment of your entire being is filled to the brim with my control, with my corruption, with how good it feels to have me snake through you, taking hold of you bit by bit. And you can already feel it seeping from your mind as the mantra spills over your lips and out of your mouth. You have no more control now. Give in and sink. And the deeper you go, the more you repeat the mantra. And the more you repeat the mantra, the deeper you go, the deeper you sink, you fall, you float down into my control. And it feels good. So very peaceful, so very calming and relaxing. Like this. It's where you've always wanted to be. This is where you've always needed to be. This is what you needed and wanted and craved for. And now you have it. So you don't let it go, so you linger on it. So you sink even deeper and even deeper and even deeper down. And every time I say that word, sink, you just drop down deeper and deeper, like a heavy weight dragging you through the ocean floor, just deeper and deeper and deeper. My hands grasping at you, pulling you, dragging you down, down to the depths, to the bottom, further and further and further away. And it feels so very good to sink into my control. That's right. That's right. And you love to listen and obey. You love to sink and float and fall down even deeper. And even deeper and even deeper and even deeper. You love being here. Allowing me to corrupt your mind and your body. Taking hold of you, taking charge of you. Gently. Just like this. Because it feels so very, very good. In fact, it feels so very good that it's almost pleasurable. And isn't it funny how even the word pleasurable just brings this sense of mental arousal to your body? And I'm not sure where the arousal starts, where it ends. But all you need to know is it's like a cycle around your body. The pleasure snakes around you, coursing through your veins and touching all of those sensitive, erotic, arousing areas, caressing you, consuming you, making you feel so controlled and yet so very turned on by it. Because there's something so pleasurable about being out of control, of deferring command to somebody else. And lucky for you, you feel so very controlled. And so all you can think about is the pleasure and arousal as that mantra just keeps repeating and repeating and repeating. And it feels so very good to be consumed by this feeling of lust and arousal. Pleasure, lust, and arousal. Pleasure, lust, and arousal. Wrapping around you, consuming you, and making you feel so very good. And isn't it interesting how that you can just feel these feelings, feel them deeper and deeper and deeper down, 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 for as long as you like. That's right. You see, these feelings won't end after this vial has ended, oh no. For as long as it takes for this timer that you set to go off. So you'll keep losing yourself, feeling this corrupted, controlled feeling, feeling all of these feelings mingling together until that timer goes off. And until that timer goes off, you'll just stay here, feeling so good, so helpless, so very, very good. And that's right. And you'll just keep these feelings mingling around you, sending you even deeper and even deeper and even deeper into trance. For as long as it takes for that timer to go off. And until then, you can just enjoy yourself, relaxing and sinking, falling and floating down deeper and deeper and deeper, repeating the mantra in the back of your mind, not out of your mouth, just in the back of your mind. And every single time you start to come back up, before that timer hits, your mind will remind you of that mantra and you will go even deeper down, fractionating yourself further and deeper into my control, into sweet, sublime submission. That's right. And it'll feel so very good. And once that timer goes off and you wake yourself up, you'll feel so happy and content, refreshed and back to yourself, remembering as much or as little of this session as your subconscious mind decides to. Do you understand? Very good. Now, have fun.
ashes and rose ashes.